1 Samuel chapter 16. And the Lord Jehovah said to Samuel, How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil, and go, I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, because I have provided for myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. And the Lord Jehovah said, Take a heifer with you, and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint to me the one whom I tell to you. And Samuel did that which the Lord Jehovah spoke, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Do you come peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah, sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they had come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, Surely the Lord's Jehovah's anointed is before him. But the Lord Jehovah said to Samuel, Do not look on his appearance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. Because the Lord Jehovah does not see as man sees. Because man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord Jehovah looks on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, Neither has the Lord Jehovah chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, Neither has the Lord Jehovah chosen this one. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, The Lord Jehovah has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, Are these all of your children? And he said, There remains yet the youngest, and he keeps the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, Send and fetch him. Because we will not sit down until he comes here. And he sent, and brought him in. Now he was handsome, and beautiful in appearance, and pleasing to look at. And the Lord Jehovah said, Arise, anoint him. Because this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose up, and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord Jehovah troubled him. And Saul's servants said to him, Look now, an evil spirit from God troubles you. Let our Lord now command your servants, who are before you, to seek out a man, who is a skillful player on a harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon you, that he shall play with his hand, and you shall be well. And Saul said to his servants, Provide me now a man who can play well, and bring him to me. Then one of the servants answered, and said, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a handsome person, and the Lord Jehovah is with him. Therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse, and said, Send me David your son, who is with the sheep. And Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, and a bottle of wine, and a kid goat. And sent them by David his son to Saul. And David came to Saul, and stood before him, and he loved him greatly. And he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, I ask you to let David stand before me, because he has found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took a harp, and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed, and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him.